welcome back to the Supernatural Recap Show here on Variety Radio Online. As always, my name is Brancy, and I am joined with my co-host, Christina. Christina, how are you doing on this lovely Thursday?
I am doing pretty good. How are you?
I am pretty good as well, which is good. So we're going to talk about last week's episode of Supernatural, which is the second episode of Season 11, and it was called Form and Void, and it was a little bit faster paced than our premiere, so let's just dive right into it. First of all, we start off with one of the, I'm going to just call them a zombie, because I don't really know what you're going to call it, but they're my zombies.
Yeah, I don't know what, is there a name for them?
I don't know. Dean said zombie, and he said 28 days later, so I'm going to take that as my cue to call them a zombie.
Okay.
That's what they are
to me.
Fair
enough.
But they had those little, like, the little black marks on their veins and everything. It reminded me of the Leviathans.
Yeah, I wonder if that's, I don't know. Do you think it would be trying to mirror that in some way?
I think it almost kind of has to, because I feel like on a show like Supernatural, you're consciously aware of the makeups that you're doing, and you don't want creatures to look the same. So
yeah.
I think that's been done on purpose. And not full-fledged Leviathans, but maybe like some kind of strain of it, because the darkness did release a bunch of icky, gooey crap into the world.
Disgusting.
Very disgusting. First of all,
black mucus.
Black mucus, for real. This nastiness. First of all, do we know how far out the darkness has spread the icky? Because I was under the impression that it was going to be like across the country or something, but so far it looks like it's pretty contained.
That's what I thought too. I thought it was, you know, completely across the country.
Maybe it is, and it just hasn't taken effect yet. I don't know. Because, like, when they released all of the demons from hell back in, like, what was that, end of season 2, beginning of season 3, it went, like, very spread out across the country. So I don't know if maybe they're just waiting to show us a little bit more or what's going on. But it seems a little too contained right now.
It does. I think some stuff's going to go down.
Right. But we do see Sam capturing a little zombie, and we learn that apparently the virus takes different lengths of time to take effect into each different person. So that was kind of interesting. So there's not...
I guess maybe it depends on, like, for instance, depending on how sick you get, depends on, you know, the strength of your immune system. Could that be the case with this?
Right, that's probably what it is, depending on how weak or strong your immune system is. That would make sense, because Sam and Dean have both dealt with a lot of injuries over the course of their lifetime, so I'm sure they have had to have built up a pretty good immune system, which would explain why it's taking longer for Sam to get full-out zombie mode.
Right.
But I do like that the incubation period is a little different.
What happens next? Let's see. Oh,
right.
His vision.
What?
His vision, you know, where he sees.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
That wacky
stuff. I had to word it. What about the Reaper?
That was a great scene, by the way. When you hear her singing, "Oh, Death," I was like, oh, snap.
I heard that, and I'm like, oh, damn, what's about to happen?
That was pretty exciting. The Reaper was cool. I also liked her.
She was nice.
Yeah, she was, like, really relaxed, but she came with a message. Her message was, it's over for the Winchesters, which we know apparently now that should either of the Winchester brothers die, they cannot be revived. And we learn that the only reason that it's been allowed to go on for so long is because Death found it amusing, which I totally believe.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, that's not like they just explained it away or anything. I could totally buy that. But because it's the same guy that gets excited over pickle chips and pizza. But apparently, should they die, they cannot be revived, and they will go to neither heaven or hell, but what she describes as the empty, which we know can't really be called purgatory because that's something totally different. So I'm going to, like, choose to refer to it as, like, a limbo state. Of course, obviously, I don't write supernatural, so I don't know if that's what they're going to call it, but that's how I'm going to call it.
That sounds about right. So basically, they'll just be in nothingness.
Yeah, because if you look back to Dante's Inferno, before you even get to hell, you have to go through limbo. I think limbo is for people who, like, their souls don't particularly belong to a single place, so it would make sense. Plus, they haven't done limbo yet.
Speaking of that, you haven't seen episode 3, so I can't say that, but keep Dante's Inferno in your mind.
Ooh, yes, am I on to something?
It comes up in the episode.
Yes!
Yeah, it's got to be season... I mean, it's episode 3, definitely. Yeah.
That's awesome. I never predict shit, right?
It's mentioned.
Yes! Awesome. Okay. So, yeah, as Christina said, I haven't seen episode 3 yet. I got a little bit behind. I'm trying to keep myself separated, so I'm only thinking about the particular episode that we're discussing at the time. But apparently I'm on to something, which I'm pretty excited about.
Yes.
But finishing out what we saw with Sam this time, he does figure out that the way to kind of cure this weird zombie shit is purification by fire and holy oil.
Mm.
How'd you feel about that?
Honestly, I didn't know what to feel. I wasn't really surprised, but I didn't know what to feel about it.
Well, it makes sense. I mean, holy oil... kind of in the name, holy.
Exactly.
Purification is very tied with fire, so it makes sense. I suppose
no.
It would be either baptism in the holy oil or or the fire, and of course they're going to go with fire. And he does test it out, and it does work on other people too, not just him.
Which is good, you know, because that would suck. It only worked for him and not other people because, you know, he's obviously a helper.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And another thing that we see with Sam is, let's talk about his prayer in the chapel. That was That broke my little heart.
That broke my heart, too.
When he said, Dean deserves better, Dean deserves a life, and he's, like, not talking about himself at all.
Do you know how badly I was, you know... trying not to throw the damn remote at the TV at that time. I was ready to break it. I was so done. I was so upset.
I understand the feeling because I definitely would consider myself more of a Dean girl. However, I do love Sam, so all you people listening to this and you're going to start, like all the Sam lovers are going to start hating on me. Stop right there. I love Sam, okay?
That was a really... heartbreaking thing for him to say.
Yeah, that hurt me because oftentimes we see the same kind of situation, but we reverse the roles, and it's usually Dean referring to Sam.
It's not okay, man. It's not okay.
No, it's not okay. But you know what it reminded me of?
What?
Single man tier.
You know what, Brandon? I'm gonna just end this call right now.
It did remind me of Single Man Tier from the 200th episode.
I can see that.
I couldn't help it. But for the most part, that's all we see of Sam this episode. This episode was kind of split between our three main characters, grouping Dean in with Crowley to complete the total four. But, okay, so let's move on to Dean now. When we first start out with Dean's scenes this episode, we see him and little baby, and I have written in my notes, domestic Dean is adorable. There's a couple other things written there, and I'm not going to say those aloud, but you can probably guess what they are.
Very filled with obscenities, I'm sure.
Yeah, there's a couple F-bombs in there, but it's okay. We won't mention those. For the chili.
Yeah, let's not mention those.
Oh, Lord.
Apparently, my dogs feel very strongly about this.
They do.
Yeah. The dogs feel pretty strongly about this, guys. I think they love Dean, too. But, anyways. So, yeah, Dean. Let's see, what else do I have? Oh, I did like the line when the baby starts to, like, freak out and starts making shit, like, I don't know how, like, levitate, and, like, they were throwing things, and it said, feed me, and then where the grandma starts trying to call an exorcist.
And then, damn.
And then the Jenna's like, we can't call an exorcist. And then she's like, well, who are we going to call? And then it cuts to Dean answering the phone, Ghostbusters. I was like, that's great. That was a great line.
It was.
Who are you going to call? Ghostbusters.
Oh,
that was great.
So dumb.
Shut up, Dad. My dad said it was cheesy.
Oh, Lord.
He said, what flavor is that cheese? Dad, none of your business. That's what flavor it is. But we do see,
oh.
What?
No, I was just responding to what you're doing.
Oh, yeah, my dad's a mess. But we do see, as soon as Dean gets back to the house, apparently Crowley is posing as the exorcist, which was a mess. And then he makes, a comment about Dean being a scrumptious altar boy, and I was like, what?
I just... That was so funny.
Father Crowley. I was like, oh my.
Papa Crowley.
Father Crowley. But we learned the baby apparently has a name now because at first, I'm not going to lie, I thought it was like some kind of possession thing and it jumped into Jenna. But apparently Amara, which is the baby, is sucking souls out of people.
Mm.
Is actually like the darkness, which I figured, but I figured that the darkness was just possessing the body or something.
Lord, honey, you got a big storm coming.
Oh, you mean episode 3?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, fantastic. But when Amara started growing, I'm not going to lie, as soon as I saw her little baby face change, I was like, God damn, they're pulling
a
Twilight.
Those one people, you know those that one episode that focused on the people who, you know, the Amazon... What?
Yes, the
you know
Amazon.
What I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Yes, that's what I thought of.
I thought of Twilight, I'm not going to lie. I thought of that damn baby in Twilight who ages every, like, day. That's what it reminded me of.
I was also very concerned when Crowley pulls up in the van. He opens it, he's like, do you want some candy, little girl? I'm like, no, I don't, Crowley.
Yeah, that was sketchy. He had the little creeper man and everything.
I didn't like that at all.
No, I did not like that either. I was not okay with it, but yeah, Jenna is actually killed by Crowley, which I was a little surprised. I thought we were going to see more of Jenna.
Her poor grandma, though.
Yeah, poor grandma just got sliced and diced.
Lord. Poor old woman.
Poor old lady. But, yeah, and then so after Jenna's killed, Dean tries to find the kid, but Crowley makes a comment that he and the kid are bonded and that he's not going to be able to kill the kid. So we'll see how that goes. Do we see any of that in episode 3, or is that has still not happened yet?
No, that's not happened yet. You mean Dean and the kid are bonded?
Well, them, yeah.
No, there's nothing about that in there.
Okay. Well, I guess we'll have to see then. But, yeah, Crowley shows up in his little creeper van with new souls for her to eat. So that was extra special. But, so moving on to our final character of the main four, we have Castiel, who, of course, is always being bound and cut up, and I don't appreciate it.
It's very upsetting.
I don't appreciate this at all. This is very poor treatment of Castiel, and I don't like it.
Mm-mm.
And for that matter, why do the angels even care where Metatron is? Like, why do you care? He's gone. That's all that we need to worry about.
For who even wants him?
That's a good question, because it ain't me.
It's not me.
And it ain't any Supernatural fan, that's for sure.
No, he can stay wherever he's at.
That's right. He can go wherever he is, and he can stay there for all I care. But Hannah comes in, and she's in a male vessel this time, actually, and she kind of saves Cass, but then Cass kind of figures out this must have been a plan, like good, like bad cop, good cop kind of thing, to try and get the information out of him, which as soon as the two angels come back in and start trying to hurt Cass again, Hannah's like, no, no, we can't do this, and Hannah is killed, and Cass absolutely snaps. Oh, my God.
Wait, did you like how they were trying to see on him, though?
Oh, for real. I saw that, and I was like, can we not? No, as soon as he said, what part should we cut off next, I was like, Theon!
Awful.
But then when they started tapping his hand, I was like, they're going to Jamie Lannister this poor angel.
Awful. Just not, mm-mm. I didn't like that.
No, I didn't like that either. That
he referred to it as Mo.
Yeah, for real. I was like, okay, that's not cool, but whatever. But they get theirs, and Cass kills them as soon as he goes badass, which I very much appreciated.
Oh, yes, he was great as a badass, I have to admit.
I loved it. But then we see he, at the end of the episode, appears in the bunker, which I'm not 100% sure how he got there. But I'm guessing it'll be explained in episode 3? Maybe? No?
If I can remember correctly, maybe? I really can't remember, and I just watched this morning.
Good job, Christina. You're on the ball.
Ten for one who didn't even watch it yet.
Whoa. Those are some intense accusations, madam.
But I
have a lot of shows to watch. You ain't wrong, but I have a lot of shows to watch, okay?
Okay.
But as soon as I watch episode 3, we are going to discuss it. But for now, I think that does it for episode 2, Form and Void. Do you have anything else you wanted to add about the episode?
Nope. Oh, wait. I'm reading right here, and apparently Castiel just goes to the bunker by himself.
He goes there by himself. Okay, because he was laying on the ground, so I was like, what is up with that?
Because it says here he's like returning to the bunker. He and Dean, meeting Sam, find Castiel begging for help.
Okay. All right.
So I'm to assume he went there on his own.
Okay, fair enough. But is that all you have?
Yeah, that's all I have.
Okay, that's all I had. So we're going to wrap up this episode. For those of you that want to catch more of our recaps, you can go to thevro.com where everything is going to be. You can find podcasts like these. You can also find written reviews. Maybe you missed an episode. Maybe you need to fill in some lost information. Read through that and you can get your answers there. If you want to hear other opinions on our Supernatural shows, you can catch us on audioboom.com/channel/Variety Radio Online. You can catch me and Christina also doing American Horror Story this season. And we also have tons of other recap shows. We've got Once Upon a Time, The Walking Dead, Gotham, Sleepy Hollow, and many, many more. Vampire Diaries, The Originals, all kinds of stuff. You can catch us on Facebook at Variety Radio Online. We're also on Tumblr, varietyradioonline.tumblr.com. We are on Twitter at the VRO, and if you have any other questions or information you want, you can tweet us there, contact us through any of those outlets, and we will try and get back to you. But for now, that is it for the Supernatural Recap Show of Episode 2. Enjoy the rest of your day, and we will be back for Season 3. Season 3, wow.
I was nice.
I was doing so well.
You were doing well.
I was. But we'll be back for Episode 3 as soon as I watch it. But for now, we will say goodbye.
Bye.